Log Talk.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pooler.
Arrived in time because we have our special guest with us, Dr. Keon Moore. He is the founder of the Melanin Institute of Human Technology, and he has a new book, one of many, Topics on Melanin in Science and Health. Now, he's going to discuss with us today something very special. And please pay attention, call your relatives, friends, etc., because he has created something for all of us. It's a pamphlet. It's entitled The Sucker Punch: Medications and Pre-Existing Conditions Which Can Make You Susceptible to Viral Epidemics. Now, we haven't heard anything about pre-existing conditions that make you susceptible to virus infections or viral epidemics. And so this is a very novel, almost humorous approach to helping you understand of what has happened to us definitely within the last 20 years and the ingestion of chronic synthetic medication. So without further ado, because I want you to hear directly from this exquisite author's mouth, the incredible contribution he has made to us humans on the planet, and especially those humans who have been for hundreds and hundreds of years criticized for having this wonderful property of the sun in their tissues, which scientifically we call the melanin biopolymer. Welcome, Dr. Moore. How are you? It's been years since we've been together, and I'm so glad to be back.
Greetings, Dr. Pukum. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can. And so
my
voice is sounding the same. You know, he's a master tennis player, so, you know, he's kept himself in shape.
Trying to keep it balanced. Yes.
Yeah, I love it. So, you know, I was so pleased with you when you sent me your new pamphlet, The Sucker Punch, and I'm like, oh, he's getting kind of really novel now. What is he writing? Because, you know, you take melanin off into many different directions, which I think is so novel, so insightful, and most of all, so diverse. To help us understand from our different ways of life and education how to accept and understand the wonderful gift that we have in every cell of our body, which is melanin. So tell us about the sucker punch. I've really outlined this, but I want you to tell us.
Well, I thank you for the invitation to speak on your platform. The reality is there are so many things going on in the world right now. We're at a crisis state, and so I said, let me put pamphlet out as something that not so much, this is an easy read for those that may not like the hardcore science, but trying to make it real that for years, this whole issue of medication and taking synthetic items, cleaning your body, that's not a good thing in terms of your body maintaining health. So when I say sucker punch, I'm not sure how your audience likes mixed martial arts or fighting or combative task, but the reality is you got to protect yourself. So when you're in a fight, you know, you got to protect yourself. You're not trying to come out of the fight as a loser. You're trying to win. So I wrote the Sucker Punch pamphlet in the context of thinking about this whole opportunity to live right now has become a fight, and it should not be that way.
Thank you to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Show. You can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.